in the packages that had been sent. One found, besides the luxury items already mentioned, tea, coffee, chocolate, and canned goods by the hundreds, all of which were also obtainable in the undressing room. Thus the Ober had conceived the idea of having a ricamier constructed and sent home. As I watched, day by day, the final phases of its construction, an idea began to take shape in my mind. Little by little, the idea transformed itself into a project. In a few short weeks, the Sonderkommando would be a thing of the past. In a few short weeks, we would all perish here, and we were well aware of it. We had even grown used to the idea, for we knew there was no way out. One thing upset me, however. 11 Sonderkommando squads had already perished, and taken with them the terrible secret of the crematoriums and their butchers. Even though we did not survive, it was our bounden duty to make certain that the world learned of the unimaginable cruelty and sordidness of a people who pretended to be superior. It was imperative that a message addressed to the world leave this place, whether it was discovered soon afterwards or years later. It would still be a terrible manifesto of accusation. This message would be signed by all the members of No. 1 Crematorium's Sonderkommando, fully conscious of their impending death, carried beyond the barbed wires of Katzet and the Rekamier. It would remain for the time being at Oberscharfuhrer Mussfeld's home in Mannheim. The message was drafted in time. It described in sufficient detail the horrors perpetuated at Auschwitz from the time of its founding until the present. The names of the camp's torturers were included, as well as our estimate of the number of people exterminated, with a description of the methods and instruments utilized for extermination. The message was drawn up on 3 large sheets of parchment. The Sonderkommando's editor, a painter from Paris, copied it in beautifully written letters, as was the custom with ancient manuscripts, using India ink so that the writing would not fade. The 4th sheet contained the signatures of the Sonderkommando's 200 men. The sheets were fastened together with a silk thread, then rolled up, enclosed in a specially constructed cylindrical tube made of zinc by one of our tinsmiths, and finally sealed and soldered so as to protect the manuscript from air and humidity. Our joiners placed the tube in the Rekamier springs, among the wool floss of the upholstery. Another message, exactly the same, was buried in the courtyard of No. 2 Crematorium.